Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is a Thursday night. And let's see what the date is today. What is it today? 7/25/24. Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Interesting things we got going on. We have a situation where we have Blackjack Tupolev bombers from Russia and Chinese H-6 bombers that yesterday were flying in the Alaskan Identification Zone, picked up by NORAD, and then had to be intercepted by U.S. and Canadian fighter jets, F-16s, F-35s. But the fact of the matter is, you got the Chinese and the Russians at the same time, right before Red China Joe's speech, where he didn't say anything about how they pushed him out, but he was just trying to unite his party and country, right? Well, he was trying to unite it after the abomination and desolation and the Pulitzer and the, Schumer, who definitely is not necessarily for Netanyahu. He's a non-Israeli Jewish proponent, I think. And don't get me wrong, I'll tell you what, I would rather have support for Israel than getting Ukraine in a total war and us getting in with all the NATO countries to fight Russia directly. The Alaskan thing is quite interesting, though, because of the timing with Red China Joe. They don't show much confidence. And, of course, Austin, the Secretary of Defense, who Biden didn't even know his name the other night, he said, the black guy who is my Secretary of Defense, gives you a lot of confidence in that relationship. And Austin did at least say that he would try to defend the United States. But suppose they send six of them, two and three, and that as they approach, they all launch cruise missiles with nuclear weapons on them. And they launch them in various places, or they start down the coast farther in California and do it there. Or off Seattle, or off, but the Juan de Fuca Strait or something like that, rather than Alaska itself. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but that in itself with those two together tells me a lot more about what's going on your thing. And then the Taiwanese have doing drills, nuclear war drills, an essential duck and cover drills, get the cars off the streets. Everybody has to, hide in the basement, hide in the things, with all their planes going off and all their military being practicing. And I am glad to see that, because I'll tell you, I warned long ago we would see that. And I think we will see that. And I think you'll see it prior to Trump not being allowed to be elected, or even if he was elected, the Red China Joe and the rest of the world and the international bankers, perhaps the Black Rocks and Vanguards, you see, or somebody, I don't know, bringing that up from a show or two ago, might just decide, basically it's the Bank of London, and the New York City banks, London banks, New York banks, Zurich banks, big German banks, Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and a few others, But at the same time, Brother Quayle's always told us that when you see fires in California, that is also the time, wildfires, that also might be a time that you would see invasions or attacks by the Russians. And apparently there's a Chico man was arrested for starting a fire, the park fire out there. And God bless all the people in California who are exposed to that stuff and those that are, you know, right in between them and holding their own, thanks to the Lord Jesus. All I can tell you is God bless you. And hello out there to Diamond Springs and the old Stagecoach Stop and all the good people in California. Hello to Buffalo, the Buffalo gals. Southwest Ontario. And hello to Freehold, New Jersey. God bless you all. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're on the verge of World War III because that's the next level up. And all the stuff we find out about the attempt to assassination. Now the FBI says, oh, they don't, Ray, Saranac Lake boy, doesn't know whether Trump was really hit by shrapnel or blah, 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 blah. Doctors say he was struck by a bullet. Regardless of what it is, if it had hit his head, he'd be dead. And then meanwhile, this crook's kid, who's not a kid, the one that if you looked at the BlackRock commercial on teachers' pensions and stuff, BlackRock's commercial on teachers' pensions, and you clicked, they deleted it, but if you click on the delete button that's underlined, you can see the commercial and you'll see that crooks kid right in the BlackRock commercial, allegedly. Just like Kamala Harris allegedly was the the border czar. She was. The media called her the border czar. Now the media says, oh, she wasn't the border czar. Never said any such thing. And it's getting to be total lies. Lies. Liar, pants on fire, so to speak. And I'll tell you, God bless MS out there in California as well for bringing the Chico man to my attention. You know, I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but we could have, according to Al Turner, possibility of a green light for Israel to do an invasion into Hezbollah, the North Territory in Lebanon. Because they had to evacuate, they already had to evacuate 80,000 of their Israelis from their homes in that area up there. If they don't go and do the thing, they ain't going to be able to do it. So I don't know what they promised or didn't promise today, because Chameleon has amped up her saying she'd support Israel. But she also disagrees with how they're fighting the war in the Gaza. And I remember a time when Israel basically ran the Gaza, and they had their troops there, and they had businesses and farms there, and the whole bit. And then they gave up the Gaza for the two-state solution, quote unquote, which Biden is still pushing, you see, and pushed by a lot of people. But Trump was the only one that ever put the capital in Jerusalem, the U.S. put the embassy, U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, the traditional capital. Bush, Reagan, none of them could do it. You know, I mean, it never been done until Trump did it. And I thought that this thing would be coming up. I didn't know the Netanyahu visit would draw them out, but I figured, you know, once I remembered that Netanyahu was coming, I figured all these Palestinians would be going wild, okay? But the thing that's interesting is, I was watching TV yesterday, and I saw briefly one little bit of story on it. And they talk about the Iranians being involved in possibly financing some of it. The Israelis possibly financing some of the protests and these demonstrations, which, first of all, if you go up and you get a flag off a federal government building, that ain't your flag to burn. And then I was impressed with the congressman who was a former Army Ranger. I was impressed with him. He went and took his suit coat or a sport jacket and was trying to put the fire out in the flames out on the U.S. flag. And he walked up to it and trying to put it out. And then he was grabbed. He was grabbed by a Palestinian protester. Now, I think that guy ought to be arrested because, you see, they were interfering with the duty of a congressperson in the course of their duties, and they touched a congressperson, you see. That needs to be reviewed, but I'll tell you, if they don't arrest these people, or I'm going to go back further. I remember an era when they had something called the riot gun, okay? The riot gun used to be the riot gun, okay? And it was a 12-gauge with buckshot. Or you could even have salt in them if you wanted to do something like that, but that's a bit, was a bit war might begin with Israel against Hezbollah, might proceed within the next few hours. May very well be. But I would think that Netanyahu would want to get back to his area prior to that starting. But what does that mean for us, ladies and gentlemen? What does that mean for us? Do you have food for your family for, I don't know, a year, 6 months, 3.5 years, 30 days? Do you even have one extra can of chunky soup or Dinty Moore beef stew or Progresso soup? I'll tell you what, I was talking to old Mickey Lapua. And we were talking about dates on cans and things like that. And one that was out a few dates, a few days after the date. And then I reiterated what I had learned from Allen Canning Company. Back at the Y2K, I talked to one of their top reps. And they sell high-quality canned goods, vegetables and fruits and stuff, to restaurants, the highest quality. And then they also have some in the grocery store as well. And I asked him what these dates meant on the top of the can, expired dates. And what I was told was that these dates don't correspond to when the food goes bad. It corresponds to how long that the company canning the food can guarantee, are you listening out there? Can guarantee that the RDA and the vitamin, mineral, and the herb and all the different lists of all their percentages of their amounts, etc., on the back of the can. In other words, return to the back of the can. You see vitamin A, vitamin E, bop, 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 salt, bop, bop, bop. You know, all the different contents of the can. Those dates correspond to the date that the candy company allegedly can guarantee that all of that information is 100% correct through that date. Now, that doesn't mean it goes bad after the date on the can, I was told. But they always state that if you open a can, you don't hear the pop, you know, hear the pop, or if you open it and if you see something that ain't right or it smells bad, then get rid of that can immediately. If you do hear like the pop of the, you know what I'm saying, of the compression and that kind of stuff from the canning, and you open it up and it looks fine, smells good, then I'm going to tell you what, put her in the gumbo pot and fire it up. Get it rolling. Bring it to a good boil. Bring it to a good boil, and then you've got a double, triple proof of the situation. Get you some crackers. And like Mickey Lapua says, get you a good grilled cheese. And I was assured that Mickey could fight on a grilled cheese and a chunky soup. He could definitely fight on it like a house of fire. And anyway, Mickey's hand-to-hand is pretty doggone good in at least 5-6 disciplines. And I mean by pretty doggone good, they don't play with belts because the original teacher of the portion of Jeet Kune Do didn't deal with belts. And Jeet Kune Do would be one of his martial arts. He's got others. And he's pretty doggone tough with it. And he likes Salat with the sticks a lot, too. Pretty good with the sticks. I'll tell you, you get a couple of bamboo sticks and go to town with them, you can do some damage with them. Or any kind of a small stick. Get a couple of them drumsticks. You can beat somebody like a drum. You know, I'll tell you what. Here is from the old Stagecoach stuff. Jesus is our God of miracles. God bless them out there. Lord Jesus, bless them and restore the old sheriff of the Stagecoach stop back to optimum health. Remove his troubles and restore him back to optimum health. And they needed to get a load of hay and a weed eater because the weeds are going crazy in a hot environment out in the old Stagecoach stop area. And all of a sudden, they needed the need. And bingo, out of the blue, they needed about $650 to get the hay. And all of a sudden, the buyer, Jesus brought a buyer by at 8 p.m. at night, and he wanted goats and sheep because he said the sheep that he bought last year from them had been the two sheep he stated were the best lamb ever. And they were left with the goats and sheep totaling $650, the exact amount needed. Thank you to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Thank you for all your prayers out there, Stagecoach Stop. God bless you. It's going to be quite interesting when you see these banks are starting to get problems, the big banks, regional banks, starting to get problems, and then what they'll do is they'll just grab deposits. So, like the TV ad saying, like Brother Quayle has said, since I can recall listening to him years ago on Johnstown, Colorado, and after that, the Blueprint for Survival, etc. On the short wave, that's pretty much about the same time. But I can remember all of that, and I remember Brother Quayle saying, hey, why don't you get gold? Because gold was about $350 to $400 an ounce then, I think. I think it was $350 once or twice there, but at $400 for sure. And then silver was about $4.50 an ounce, or $5, $4.50 to $5. And he said, if you get this, you're going to be amazed where it's going to go. And then today, ladies and gentlemen, gold today that you would have bought at, say, $350, $400 back in the 90s is at $2,365.50. And you can go to stevequayle.com and click on his Renaissance Precious Metals portion of the site, and it'll take you right to them, and they got all kind of financial information as well as the gold, silver, platinum, palladium, etc. You've got the crude oil and the different other financial information. Silver, $27.92 an ounce, and it was about $4.50 back in those days. Platinum, $945.86. Just incredible. Just incredible. And that is some of it, except for the platinum is off a little, just a shade or two. Because the NASDAQ and the 500, Fortune 500, S&P 500 were down for the week, but down a little bit, but the Dow was up just a bit, but it had already sold off big earlier in the week, so people are covering their shorts and different things. But then we've got the Blackjack Tupolevs and the Red Chinese H6 bombers in Alaska, and we've got the fact that we're probably about ready to go. Israel's probably about ready to go, apparently, and got the green light to go into Hezbollah because they got 80,000 of their people that have had to be relocated from their homes in northern Israel. So you can't allow that. So that means, what are we going to do? You got the Houthis, you got Hamas, you got Hezbollah. Hezbollah's got, I think, maybe 15,000 missiles and rockets in Lebanon. So if this starts to go down, the Iron Dome is going to get challenged pretty good. But at the same time, we got the Palestinian protesters. And, oh, I know what I was going to say earlier, but I didn't get to say, was I saw briefly on television in the protests there at Union Station that there was some kind of a excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I sound good for the most part, but old Hawk ain't good. Can't breathe good sometimes at all, even with oxygen. I can't breathe good. So I'm waiting just a second till I can. But the Lord Jesus says, preserve my voice. But anyway, I saw something that was very interesting to me. And you know how all these protesters for years since the Trump first campaign in 2016, how they all had the same slick printing, placards and all the different stuff and bright red colors and bright red, black and, you know, blue and all the different stuff and unprinted in big letters and all that. And it always looked to me like it was union printers, okay, printing for unions for strikes and that kind of stuff. And apparently it probably was. But now it seems as though there was a booth apparently at the protest, the anti-Israel, anti-U.S. protest at Union Station in D.C., where they mixed it up with the cops, and then the cops needed a riot gun, and all they had was their fists. But apparently, allegedly, I'm going to say allegedly, that booth there was sponsored at the, you know, like the deal for the Palestinians was sponsored allegedly by the International Auto Workers Union and the Post Office Workers Union. And I thought to myself, well, how can that be? And then I thought about all of the Palestinians and other Muslims in Michigan. I thought about that and how the IAW would have some of them working at the Dearborn Ford plants and that kind of stuff. And Trump has talked about the IAW, the leader of it, and how the IAW leader is destroying the automobile industry. Because they're going with Red China Joe's electric vehicles, and now Kamala. Kamala, by 2035, wants no more oil and gas cars at all, just electric cars. And incidentally, she is the most, not liberal, she is the most socialistic, communistic, and I would venture, in my opinion, which a person has the right to an opinion allegedly, that a Luciferian communist is more descriptive. Luciferian communist. 80% tax rates on capital gains. Now, always, well, I don't have no stocks, but you got a house? Yeah, maybe you got a house. Well, what'd you buy the house for? Did you give what? Let's say you gave, years ago, you gave $135,000 or $200,000 for the house. And now it's worth, oh, I don't know, $500,000 or $400,000. Well, that, according to Chameleon, is capital gains. It's not realized. You haven't sold your house. You really haven't made the money. And you also may have refinanced in between then, too. But what they're talking about, what she's talking about, is you're going to have 80% tax rate on the difference between what you bought the house for and what the house is worth now. Also, that would apply to, as far as I know, what she was talking about was capital gains on other investments. She wanted also a financial tax on all financial transactions. Every stock, every bond traded, all that. She wants a big tax on that. So you would see that you basically are going to get taxed to death. And at the same time, the border czar has allowed millions and millions, not of the regular people who just turned themselves in and come across, but millions of gotaways. who you don't even know where they're at or who they are or any kind of a thing. But even the ones that turn themselves in, they've got them holed up in New York luxury hotels and Chicago and different places. You know, L.A., all the different places, San Francisco, you know. And they've got them on a credit card. They give them a card every month. Years ago, back almost 20 years ago, I was getting information from my, and I forget the person's name, but they were in Texas. And they were in Lubbock is when I recall there. And they were talking about how they were seeing at the bus stop all these buses full of illegal aliens that were then being allowed to sleep in the jail, not because they were arrested, but just allowed to sleep in the jail and fed by the sheriff. And then they all got apparently some kind of credit card to go to the Walmart to get themselves new sets of clothing, several sets of clothing per week. You see what I'm saying? New jeans, shoes, socks, underwear, shirts, jackets, coats, the whole nine yards. And then they were being put back on the bus with extra money and sent to wherever they basically wanted to go. Well, now they fly them around. They just apply and appear and fly them wherever they want to go. Well, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you got to stop all this crap right now. It's got to be done. But will they allow Trump to be elected? Will it be that maybe the election is rigged? As Trump says, the election was rigged. Are they going to rig the election again? Are they going to attempt on his life again? Are they going to have another largest IT crash, perhaps, again? When I heard that a large portion of state of Illinois' computers were down from people who worked over there because of that CrowdStrike stuff, and I started thinking about that CrowdStrike. Wasn't CrowdStrike the one that was involved with the Russians or with the Chinese or somebody allegedly? So if we have the Hezbollah, the war with Israel and the Hezbollah in Lebanon, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to see in a few hours or over the weekend perhaps, you could see this whole bit go wild weasel. So I suggest that if you do nothing else and you go to Bass Pro or Cabela's or wherever you go, Academy, Shields, Walmart, wherever it is you go, all right, and go ahead and get you some long-term storage food, freeze-dried foods, and also get you some canned goods. And I still like chunky soup, chunky sirloin burger, different things. You can also get your cans of salmon, cans of tuna, cans of chicken breast, mackerel, whatever it is you might like. And you can do pretty good eating that and some vegetables. Get you some applesauce. Get you some green beans or corn. The multiple vegetables, you know, where you get the vegetable potpourri. Where you get the peas, carrots, etc. Onions and the thing. Mixed vegetable. Because I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it could be get real, real hungry. Real, real hungry, and it might be forced to do things that you may not want to do in order to eat. In order to eat. And I'm going to tell you what. That, my dear friends, will put a little bit of a roll in your belly. And it hurts when you're hungry. I've been hungry before a time or two. But I made sure that I never was hungry again. Thanks to Daryl E. for praying for strength and energy for me tonight. God bless you. I'll tell you what, I sound pretty good, as people say. But I'll tell you what, I pray that the Lord Jesus will help to remove this cancer from my body. allow me to breathe, because when I walk 4 or 5 paces, I can't hardly breathe, and there's other things going on and in my chest. And I've got stage 4 bronchial lung, lymph node underneath it, down into the liver and into the bone. In the bones. But I'm still preserved past the time I thought I would live, and past the prognosis kind of times that I thought I would live by the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And your prayers and any assistance, believe me, any assistance is most needed and welcome, because I'll tell you what, I got to stay in this insurance game in order to keep having these bills paid. If not, then it's just come home and croak, okay? And that's about it. Anything that you can include and get a nice card or a letter or whatever, and you can just send that to and say hello. You can send it to Hawk. If you put Federal Reserve notes or a little gold, a little silver, or a check or money order, made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold, because I'll tell you, it is most needed and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Most needed and welcome. And old Hawk will stay in the game as long as he possibly can to strike blows against the shin bones and the temples of the Luciferians and old Lucy himself, if possible. And then to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see what might be coming. And I'm warning you right now, if there is something breaking out and you do not have sufficient food, and you do not have sufficient food, then you better go get some tonight. Go to wherever is open late. And buy you some canned goods, or go to Cabela's or Bass Pro or wherever you got Academy, Shields, whatever it might be. God bless B&E of B. Love you people out there. Thank you for praying for me. I can use all the prayer I can get. And to my old friend, the grandmother from down there in Florida, by the Jacksonville, God bless you. So Kamala is most lefty, leftist senator when she was in the Senate, even further to the left than Bernie. And Bernie went on his honeymoon, as I recall, straight to the Soviet Union, because I've seen the picture of it back then. Of course, as every good commissar would, he's got 3 mansions in New England, right? And Kamala's not living in a three-story walk-up somewhere, is she? Pelosi isn't. The abomination of desolation surely is not. Schumer ain't. Hakeem Jeffries ain't. And I'm not saying they should. but what you're doing here. And when you go, and you go, first of all, you go today, like Kamala did, down to Houston, not to see the border, but to see the American Federation of Teachers Union, okay? And basically what she's talking about in the whole speech was all coded language, in a sense, about talking about how they're all for the future. Well, their future is communism, socialism, totally control over the students and what they learn, your children, which they don't have to tell anything about it, and which they would like to trick them out as transgenders, because she did address in the crowd, Kamala did, the fact of all the homosexuals that are the teachers now. And there used to be an era and a time when that was verboten. But now, if you don't allow your child to be subjected to that, then you're a racist, or you are a genderist, or whatever. I'm going to tell you what. You better get you some gold. You better get some silver as well if you can. And you call Steve Quayle's office at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. And if you get Steve, or you get Tyler or Daryl or anybody in there, Daryl's the manager, you get them in there and get them all set to ship you as soon as you possibly can gold or silver or platinum or palladium. And Steve has got a lot of it pre-positioned in locker boxes in certain parts of the country that are central, that they can get it to you quickly. Try to get yourself to yourself overnighted if you possibly can, or next day or whatever, the quickest you can do it. But you're going to have to get freeze-dried food, camp food, you know, with the pouches, whatever, but the freeze-dried in the tubs, that's what's going to last the longest. They have like a shelf life of 25 years on a lot of that stuff, 20 to 30 years. I would test it even after that in my own particular case, but you be the judge. You contact any manufacturer about that, because the food value still may have food value, but not as much as it did when it was first done. Okay, Moscow basically is prepping their hospitals for World War III, according to MW. Bless you, MW. Romania, nouns drone and mass evac drill, wildfires. Iran war. So we may go with the Iran war with Hezbollah. How would we go Iran war? Because you do Hezbollah and Israel, and then if Iran gets into the mix, then you're going to see some World War III stuff. We have B-52s also showing up in Zelensky world. Of course, they say they're not nuclear capable. Oh, I don't know. I think you could probably get a cruise missile on any kind of B-52, you know, or one of the old bombs. And you could probably weld on a device within an hour and you'd be nuclear capable. You know what I mean? And let's hope that whatever we got is, because if you're going to fight, you better fight tough. There are things you can do, and I suggest that if you have not done it, that you look into basic shelters and descriptions of shelters and radiation factors. One of the good books for that is No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hoag. H-O-A-G. Philip Hoag. You can also get Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale. But if you look also up Crescent Carney, Crescent Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. That's for free in PDF version online. How to Survive Nuclear War by Crescent Carney. C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. And it tells you how to prepare shelters against nuclear, biological, chemical warfare. And how to do it. And radiation factors and all the different things. And I suggest if you do not have that, that you print out and get you about a half a ream of paper, because it might be a couple hundred pages or 100 pages or 150 pages, print out Crescent Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War. And that was originally written in conjunction with Oak Ridge, Tennessee. The Oak Ridge, Tennessee plants down there. And I will tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's very revealing. And you can set up some things in your basement or outdoors or in your root cellar or in your old time, they used to call them cave cellar outdoors on farms, sometimes in the Midwest, where you used to keep the milk and the different stuff. Or you got, you know, in the chill houses that were also the houses that had the water, spring water and things pop up in them. And then they would use that cool water coming up from the ground to help cool the milk. And in the wintertime, or the cheese or the different stuff. And I can recall my grandmother, even when I was a little kid, she used the cave. And she used to make cottage cheese and different stuff out of the dairy milk and put it out there. And then I recall she had a chicken coop. And she got her eggs. This is way back in the 50s. She got her eggs and a whole deal. And then near there by there was a pump, a summer kitchen, and a machine shop, and then other stuff. And, of course, they had apple trees, they had fruit trees out in the orchard. So I'm going to tell you, even quickly, you could get lemon tree. You can get lemon trees at the thing and with the lemons, some of them already on them. And you can grow that indoors in a sunny room. You got orange trees, the miniature orange trees. You got the dwarf apple trees. You got date trees. You got all kind of stuff that you could get quickly. But if you had the lemons, you'd have vitamin C when you're on the oranges. So I'm telling you, I've talked to you about this all before, but it's the best thing if you can is to do whatever you can. And the Lord knows you can't do all that much. Most of us cannot. But if Moscow is prepping hospitals for World War III, and Brother Quayle was always told that sometimes when the wildfires are burning on the West Coast, that could be a time of an invasion or an attack by Russia. And look at all the other things. Hannity had a good list of them. I don't know where it's at, if it's on his website or on Fox's website, but Hannity had a list of Kamala's socialist, Marxist, communist ideas and all the things that she has proposed. And then they showed them with the actually in her words doing the proposals and stating it out. It's not baloney. She's the one who said it. And I tell you what, now they want to say if you say anything against her that you're a racist or you're anti-woman. Well, that ain't true. And I guess they nailed old Kilmeade for something he didn't even say yesterday or the day before yesterday. But anyway, there's freedom of speech, and you have the right to talk about a presidential candidate who never has gotten a vote from anybody. They just coup d'etat Joe, Red China Joe. And he must have cut some kind of a deal. And I think if he stays in, he gets to perhaps, in my opinion, or allegedly pardon Hunter Biden. And then by September, the other trial on the financial issues, as he's already been convicted on the gun charges, etc. But he could be pardoned for that, and in September, pardoned for the other. Meanwhile, President Trump has got Marchand supposedly to do the sentencing in September of this coming year. Are they going to wait and play games on that? Is that going to be part of the scenario? Like, oh, no, not prison, but we'll just have to put him home, put the leg band on you, you know, put the leg iron with the GPS tracker and all that stuff. And he'd just be confined to the Trump Towers in New York City. And not be allowed to complain, you know, campaign. He's also not being, he's being told by Secret Service that they can't protect him outdoors. Well, okay. They could protect him all these years, but then they can't protect him when they allow some young kid to fly a drone 2 hours before the thing. And we still don't know. And I still say, and I'm going to tell you one more time, who gave the order? Who tuned the kid up, okay? And then I understand that his father, who is a behavioral scientist and allegedly a social worker, not the ones that would normally have 12 or 14 firearms, but be that as it may, this Crooks kid, who allegedly was in the BlackRock commercial in his high school in a sequence about somebody preserving the pensions of teachers in that school. But apparently the gun club allegedly that his dad and him go to is where the federal officers train in his area, which I believe is what, near Pittsburgh somewhere, but they train in that same gun club on the range, and that's the local police, the emergency services, the all the different EIEIOs of the feds, and that would include the postal detectives and all of that kind of stuff, IRS, the whole nine yards. So is there potential for this kid to be tuned up by someone in that federal area? Isn't it interesting that two windows that were looking right out onto the roof that this kid was crawling on with his rifle that had the, what, collapsible stock now? Ray Ray told us he could have had that collapsible stock in an 18-inch barrel in a backpack, couldn't he? And then, of course, there was a bicycle he came with, and then a Hyundai, and then the car that still is the mystery car, the SUV that had the Arizona plate that they towed in the middle of the night. And I only saw that story once. And was that the same guy that maybe tuned up the kid that shot Gabby Giffords after he talked with the kid and trained him and tuned him up and then talk with him right before in allegedly some kind of a drugstore in that strip mall, and then he left, and then the kid went out and shot Gabby Giffords? Is that perhaps that person? And isn't it interesting that now her husband is one of the first and foremost possible picks for vice president? Or Kamala. Or Harris. Kamala Harris. And then also the governor of Pennsylvania, although now they're questioning that because he is obviously a Jewish person and also a Zionist. And so now they don't know if they want to pick him because of that. So consequently, that's two interesting major possible picks for the vice president of Kamala. Now we learn from information put up by Grassley's videotape that he got after using congressional power, that the two guys that were overlooking him could have shot him, but they went to look for him instead after they heard the call. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Get ready for the possibility of World War III. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the United States, Bill of Rights, people. Mickey LaPua, I know you're ready. Mickey, stay on the optics, baby. The road and track, little L. God bless your ninja ways and Muay Thai ways. And say hello to Tiger T and your mama for me. God bless you. Old Amarillo by morning out there, too. And all the people who keep Old Hawk on the air. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Welcome.